Lesson 22, The Grace of Giving. I'll begin by reading two passages from 2 Corinthians 8. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord. They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urged Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. In reading through the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians, I am struck by the repeated use of the word grace. Grace, we know, comes from God and is something he bestows. It is a gift. The Corinthians were being exhorted to receive a particular kind of grace, the grace to give. The fact that I can become a giver by asking for the grace to give is very encouraging to me. When I read these words, I realize that whether I am a giver by nature or not, I can become a giver by Christ's grace and his supernature. Grace is received by asking for it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. And 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him. Give, and it shall be given. When you become a faithful giver to help others with their needs, you can expect God to take care of your needs. Philippians 4:19 reads, my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now, many times I have been in prayer services where a specific need for money is expressed. Then a well-meaning Christian will quote this verse in their prayer with the assumption that since God will supply all of our needs, then he will supply this one. It was years before I understood the context of this promise and realized it is often misapplied. It is a wonderful discipline to memorize scriptures such as Philippians 4:19, which is a popular verse to commit to memory. But we know that when reading scripture, the context is just as vital in understanding a particular verse as the passage itself. Let's consider the background of this promise. In 2 Corinthians 8, Paul is talking about giving. He is speaking about the same issue in Philippians 4. Here he says in the 15th verse, you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Clearly, the Philippians had the grace of giving. They were a giving church. In fact, it says they were the only church to respond to the needs as outlined by Paul. So with this background, Paul is saying that since they had given so faithfully before, God would meet their needs now. Because they had given to others, God would give to them. Paul was undoubtedly familiar with this passage in the Gospel of Luke. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it will be measured back to you. When you become a gracious giver, you will most certainly find that God is a gracious and faithful provider. As you faithfully give to others, you qualify for the fulfillment of Philippians 4:19 and can expect God to supply every need of yours. So this lesson began with the grace of giving, which God is able to impart to us. He will supernaturally see that we abound in this grace also, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So let's pray. God, our faithful provider, we ask for this grace also to be channeled to us so that we would become faithful givers. Amen.